The Brady Report for Golden Ponds Fishing in Marin Park. Goldenponds.com.au.
It is a Monday morning, and a Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Terrible incident over the weekend. What's the latest?
Yeah, so this happened in the town of Reading, which is about 40 minutes west of London. Some people in a park, Forbury Gardens Park in the centre of Reading, population about maybe 200,000 people in Reading. People are just enjoying the Saturday evening. There had been a Black Lives March protest earlier on, and that was completely peaceful, and that dispersed. And then several hours later, people were just enjoying the evening sunshine in the park when this guy has sprinted in carrying a knife and randomly started attacking strangers, stabbing people in the neck. Three people dead, three others seriously injured. Suspect apprehended at the scene. He is reportedly a Libyan asylum seeker. He is in police custody now on suspicion of murder, and tributes emerging tonight to some of the dead, one of whom a history teacher from Wokingham called James Furlong, and pupils, friends and family saying that he was just someone who was so, so passionate about teaching and helping children. And tragically, he is one of the dead. An appalling incident.
Yeah, not good at all. Now, you might be able to go on holidays.
Yeah, big news tonight. TUI is one of the big name travel operators in the UK. We've been on holidays with them before. I found them excellent. Their boss has announced that from July the 11th, they want to start operating holidays to the Greek islands and to the Spanish islands and mainland Spain as well. And his feeling is that the UK government are about to announce a reciprocal arrangement with Greece and Spain where there won't be any quarantine. So Spaniards and Greeks can come here without going into self-isolation, and then Brits will be able to go on holidays. If that comes true, the summer could be rescued.
Remarkable. All right, mate, you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.